Come on, knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been wanting to tell you all about what we're watching too.
Hey, horror friends. It's Old Man Brad here with my friend Drew from The Real Feels. Whether you're on Old Man Brad or Real Feels, you're getting this in both places. Anyone who listens to either of our shows knows that we are insane when we watch movies sometimes. Last year, we did 150 days of horror, which led us through Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you know, I sent you a message, Drew, and decided, let's do 200. But we're only leading up to October 1st. We're going to do something else for Halloween.
Yes.
So from March 15th to October 1st, we're doing 200 days of horror. And Drew and I will be watching 200 movies because we're just crazy that way.
It's just what we do. It's kind of our thing.
I mean, whether you watch one movie in that 200 days, just follow along with it and use the hashtag 200 days of horror and let us know what you watched. It could be something either of us have seen. We can throw it on our list.
Exactly. I mean, we're always looking for recommendations, and your 200 days of horror doesn't have to be new watches. It can be old favorites, you know, something to comfort you, something to like throw on last minute.
Absolutely. New stuff. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff coming out. There's a lot of classics that I know there's going to be some that I just want to throw this on. What am I going to watch today? I want a comfort horror. Do you have a list of comfort horror movies?
Oh, 100% Tremors is at the top of my comfort horror list. That is always a feel-good movie for me. If I need a genuine laugh, I'll put on Michael J. Fox and the Frighteners.
Oh, man. I haven't watched that in many years.
That's always just a good movie. I have this weird kind of fascination also with Pandorum.
That's a good movie. I enjoy that movie a lot.
That's a good movie.
But for those listening along, we're going to kind of, this is kind of our kickoff event. Kickoff to 200 days of horror. And we're going to just go through a few things that maybe we're going to have on our list for our 200 days. We're not going to go through 200, obviously. But just what are some things that maybe we're going to watch? Some things we're looking forward to during this time to throw on the list. And, you know, we'll do check-ins I think we did every 50 last year, every 50 days. Maybe we'll just,
I think we did.
We'll do that again. We'll check in what we're watching and how it's going. So is there anything, Drew, that you're, as you kind of started this preemptive, you know, list, because, you know, we're starting this week of what you want to watch?
Well, there are certain films and horror films that I know that a lot of you guys have seen that I just haven't, I don't know, I haven't like taken the time to do it. It's one of those like, you see it and you're like, ah, I'm totally going to get to that. I'll get it to it eventually.
Yeah, I know.
And one of those is Rawhead Rex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never seen Rawhead Rex. So that's definitely at the top of the list.
I'm curious to see what you think of that one.
To hear what I think. Another is one that I've only seen clips of, but I just recently acquired a new to me. It's used a DVD, obviously. But I acquired a copy of Hardware. So I'm finally going to watch Hardware.
You had never seen Hardware?
I'd never seen Hardware.
I didn't know
I've
this.
I've seen clips.
This is new news. I didn't know this.
I'm noticing this a lot about myself. Like, I think I convinced myself that I've seen certain films. But it's been a lot of just like, you know, clips here or this kill here. Yeah. Rawhead Rex, Hardware. I just recently listened to a back episode of the GLHC podcast, and they went through some of their favorite slashers. And so from that list, I acquired some different movies, which I'm kind of excited to find new slashers that I've never seen before, like Hide and Go Shriek.
Oh, I don't
I'd never
know.
Heard of.
Let me write this down.
Yeah. So Hide and Go Shriek is from 1988. It's about a group of teenagers who spend the night in a furniture shop after their graduation party, when one of them talks to her boyfriend into a game of hide and seek. A psycho killer starts hunting them down one by one.
Ooh. Bum, bum, bum.
So it's almost like Chopping Mall, but in like an Ashley's furniture in an IKEA. Listening to the guys on the GLHC podcast talk about it. I was like, that sounds hilarious. I need to acquire a copy.
I just wrote Hide and Go Shriek Down because it has to, I think it has to be added to the list as well.
Yeah.
You and I have some podcasting friends who did a slashers, a limited series slashers podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So our friend Jason from Binge Movies, Paul from The Countdown, and Megan from Spoiler Piece, they did, you know, they banded together, they did the slashers, and they did the early 80s.
They did such a good job on that.
Was it 85 or 84?
I want to say it ended at 85.
They have some Letterboxd lists. I found their lists of all the movies they covered, and there are many of them that I have never seen, so I'm going to go through that list and watch the ones I haven't seen, like, what is it, Butcher Baker?
Butcher Baker Nightmare Maker.
I have never seen it.
Oh, please tell me when you watch it. I must know your reaction.
Okay, yeah, I've never seen it. I know zero about it. So I'm not going to watch a trailer. I'm not going to look at anything before I see it. All I've ever seen is like the cover.
I'm so excited for you to watch that. I'm so excited.
But that one's definitely the top because I've heard people talk about it, heard like reactions, but I'm like, yeah, I'm going in pretty much blind on it.
I'm so excited for you.
But there are some other 80s slashers that I'm going to check out. I've been wanting to do this for a few years. I'm going to do a rewatch through the entire Texas Chainsaw Massacre series. It's been a long time since I've seen all of them.
You'll have a good time. As for the slashers, I was wrong. It wasn't 85. It was 84.
Okay. And as of today, I put on my list, the trailer for the first Omen came out. I have only ever seen the original Omen, the one with Gregory Peck. So I'm going to watch through the rest of the series because I've only ever seen the original. Okay. So I'm kind of excited for this.
The second one, I very much enjoy. The third one, featuring Sam Neill when he is like running for president, is interesting. I'll just say this. There's like an uncomfortable sex scene that I'm not favorable of, but overall, like, it's okay. And the fourth one is interesting. It's a girl. It's a little girl, but that was a made for TV movie.
That's what I saw. I saw that one once. And then there's the remake.
And then there's the remake, which actually, honestly, a lot of people give crap for it. I enjoy.
And then we're getting a new one in April, the first Omen. So when I saw the trailer, I was like, you know what? I have never seen all of these films. I know, like you with those, I've seen clips and I know of them, right? But I've never watched them.
I think we so convince ourselves with, I want to say, the good parts of certain films.
Yes.
That we just, that, you know, we can kind of pass off like, oh yeah, they know what you're talking about. Like, I've totally seen it.
Other ones I just added, 976 Evil. I know I've seen the original, but I don't remember it. And I found out there's a sequel. I had no idea.
There is 976 Evil Part 2. I couldn't find an original, like just a single DVD of it. So I have it in this like combo, like, you know, four horror movies to like for a Friday night.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
I think it just came onto Tubi. That's how I found out that a sequel was out. I always check Just Watch to see like, what are some new stuff coming out? And that was a new one. I was like, I had no idea there was a sequel. So I'm going to watch both of those, and then, you know, we'll see. Well, you know, there's some good movies coming out, like The Strangers Chapter 1 is coming out. What is it? The Late Night with the Devil? Is that what it's called? That's coming out?
Yeah, I think that's Late Night with the Devil. Gosh, even for some of, like, the newer stuff that is, you know, coming out. I want to go back to, like, Hulu in 2023 and watch, like, Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd in Zombie Town. Although I heard it got, like, bad reviews.
I don't know what this Zombie Town.
Zombie Town. So, Amy and Mike unearth a centuries-old curse when they decide to watch an exclusive film reel. The duo must track down an infamous filmmaker and navigate a town of hungry zombies to save the world. Now, it sounds like an Are You Afraid of the Dark kind of like premise.
Yeah.
And the ratings for it, and I don't know if people are just being vindictive, but it has a 1.9. And that's out of like 1,500 ratings.
Oh.
So that's not good. Oh, our friends over at Dissect That Film gave it 1.5.
Okay. All right.
We'll see. I mean, there's some stuff that like I missed. If I have a chance to like still catch stuff in some theaters, I will. I might wait for things. I don't know when Night Swim is coming available to rent.
It's out to rent. It should be probably streaming soon.
Soon-ish.
See what you think of that one. Wasn't a fan, but that was me.
Right. See, a lot of these things I want to see. Okay, yeah, you didn't give it that good of a score. But also, like Imaginary. You saw Imaginary. Was that good?
No, it wasn't.
No. This is so disappointing.
That was one of the few times that, you know, our friend Paul from the Countdown.
Adamantly right.
He and I disagree often about films. He hates it. I love it. So I saw he gave it a 1 also. And I was like, oh, sweet. Horror movie. Come on, Paul. Paul gave it a 1. I'm in. Fortunately, he was right.
And that, oh, well.
I'm also going to, I have like stacks of DVDs, like the shark collection that I got from the dollar store. It has 4 Shark Attack 2, Shark Attack 3, Megalodon, and Shark Zone. So I'm really excited to watch like stuff like that too.
That's perfect. I really want to check out and try to see as many. So Italian and giallo horror always fascinate me with their titles. Like,
yes.
Death Smiles on a Murderer. Or like, never choke a duckling. Strip nude for your killer. And I just want to find like the most random titles and try to find some fun Italian horror to watch.
There's ones that I have seen
and I really did like The Black Belly of the Tarantula, Blood and Black Lace, which were great. So I want to find ones like those.
There's a lot of Italian horror that that's a genre that is a blind spot for me. I've only seen some here and there. So I haven't watched a lot either to really, but yes, their titles are, you look at it and go, do I want to watch that? I don't know.
Like this, like, your vice is a locked room and only I have the key. Why? Why is it so long?
I'm curious why they are. Is it a translation?
I mean, it would be the same amount of words, though.
But is the Italian name for it something else? And they're like, no, translated, that just sounds dumb. So let's give it a long synopsis as a title.
So I know that like Anthropomorphicus, I know it's called Anthropomorphicus because that's what it was on Joe Bob and The Last Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
But on Tubi here, it has it listed as The Grim Reaper.
It has
which
to
is
be
weird.
A translation or wording thing.
I mean, maybe.
You know what? Know. I'm going to look this up. I'm going to have it our check-in in 50 days.
We'll bring the updates.
Yeah, there are definitely going to be a lot of things along the way, like Founders Day that just came out in the theaters a few months ago. It should be dropping soon.
Which I want to see.
I want to see it.
I've heard
mixed.
I've heard very mixed.
In Stop Motion, which was recently in theaters briefly, it should be, I think it comes out on Shudder in May, I believe. So I'm excited to see that.
Is that the new one? The new, no, not Stop Motion. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the one from Full Moon. What's the new monster movie from Full Moon?
Is it Primeval?
Yes. The one that looks like an old Ray Harrelson.
Harryhausen like movie?
Yes, Harryhausen.
Yes, that one was so bad. A movie made by the guy who did the stop motion animation for like Puppet Master, for Subspecies, for all of Full Moon.
Jason and the Argonauts?
It was his movie that he was making and he passed away. So it never,
they said it's been,
it never
been
got completed.
For like 10 years.
Yeah. And so it never got completed and they finally got everything together, got it all completed, and it's finally coming out.
That makes me very, very excited.
So, yes, I do want to see that. Like, his stop-motion stuff that he did for early Full Moon features it's great.
Yes.
All right, Drew, should we wrap it up here? We gave him a few things that we're going to kind of start with. We'll come back in, 50 days, give you a little update. And like we said, you know, follow Drew over at Real Feels Pod on social media. You can follow me at To Be Tuesday on Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter. It's going to be Twitter. But follow us. Use the hashtag 200 Days of Horror, and just whatever you're watching. It doesn't matter. You don't have to watch 200 movies like these two insane people talking to you right now.
But just know, like, the cool people are.
We'll probably end up watching like 250 because we're that insane.
That's just what we do, though.
Like 200, yeah, guys, I'll get that done in the first week.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Put it all out there for us, guys. Let us know what you're watching. We want to hear some great recommendations, yes. New, old, obscure. Give us your favorite. Give us your go-to. If you had a choice to introduce people to the insanity that would be the binge of 200 Days of Horror, what would be the first thing that you would start out with?
Or, you know, like I asked, comfort horror. What are some of your comfort horror? Yeah. I want to hear it. We both want to hear it. We can add them to our lists as well. But all right, Drew. Well, I will talk to you in roughly 50 days, and we'll see where we're at. And thank you, everyone, listening on the Real Feels feed and on Old Man Brad. And we will talk to you soon.